On Robin Hood Radio, we're going to welcome in a new guest this morning from New Vance Health, the Charon Hospital, and that is Rebecca Malone, who's an APRN and primary care office here in Charon. And our topic will be flu season. And, of course, when we lead into talking about the flu season, we have to, of course, talk about the past 6 months of the pandemic with COVID-19 and now with flu season actually here. And we've heard it all along since the very beginning about COVID-19 and comparing it to the flu, and then hopefully it would be settled by the – well, it's not. So we're going to have both at once, and I think it probably makes this year's flu season even more important for people. Rebecca, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Marshall.
So let's go into your background a little bit before we start talking about the flu season. You've been in our area, I understand, quite a while, and it's led up to you being with Charon Hospital in New Vance Health. Let's talk a little bit about your background.
Sure. I'm a family nurse practitioner. I grew up in Charon, Connecticut. I went to Charon Center School in Housatonic Valley, and then went off and got my degrees and came back to practice. I've practiced in family health and pediatrics for the last 11 years, and for the last 9.5 months, I've been with New Vance Health at Charon Primary Care.
It's kind of interesting. When I decided to go into radio out of high school, my whole intent was to come back and do radio in this area, and I was lucky enough after many, many years to actually get a radio station with Jill and operate my own radio station here in Charon. So there's always that nice feeling of coming home when you're doing what you want to do, especially when you're doing what you want to do in your hometown.
Always. It's been such a privilege to be able to come back and help take care of the community that raised me. So it's definitely a labor of love here in Charon, and I love this town, and I love the surrounding towns, and helping raise healthy families is really, really my life's work, and I am so privileged to be able to do it where my entire family is.
And most recently, for you, those of you that don't realize before this, 10 years experience, but also you were director of nursing at the High Watch Recovery Center in Kent.
I was. I actually took a wonderful opportunity in the end of 2018 and had the privilege of going to High Watch and working as the director of nursing and being able to be fully immersed in substance abuse and the treatment of substance abuse and the co-occurring disorders that come along with it, and really saw an opportunity to come back to our area and provide primary care that was open and safe, and provide a safe practice where people who are fighting with addiction can come and be taken care of without judgment or stigma.
All right, once again, our guest today is Rebecca Malone, primary care office in Charon. She is APRN. And our topic will be flu season. And, of course, we have COVID-19 in the background. And still, now 30 states have seen an uptick in COVID-19. Connecticut and New York in certain areas also have had upticks. But now on top of that comes flu. And it's always an important topic for seniors and young people. But it's even this flu season probably is the most important flu season that people in the medical practice and people out there who are just individuals are going to face.
Absolutely. The flu season is always something that those of us in primary care dread, because we want to keep everybody as healthy as possible, young and old. And then adding in the pandemic of COVID-19 has just made it a little more complicated, as many symptoms of COVID-19 and flu overlap. And so we want to decrease anxiety, yet also increase knowledge so that we can keep everybody as safe and healthy as possible. We have the ability to test for the flu, and now we have the ability to test for COVID as well in all of our primary care offices. So we're going to be able to be a little better at diagnosing this season as opposed to the beginning of the year.
Well, I think that's an important aspect of not only diagnose, but also just knowing that that extra availability is there, I think will give people comfort. Because one thing when people get flu shots or get shots, or anything, there's always in the background, geez, especially now, what if it's not the? What if I'm, you know, the COVID-19? Well, the ability to test people is really probably most important, and I think it'll make people feel even a little better about the flu as well.
Yes, and we've been able to do rapid testing for the flu in offices for many years now, which has been very helpful for us because it allows us to do, you know, the best practice of treatment, not utilizing antibiotics if it's not necessary, but then also being able to identify the flu, provide supportive care, and if necessary, antivirals to decrease the severity of the symptoms.
All right, so now just give some people that are listening right now to you, and I know I was one of those people years ago who poo-pooed getting the flu shot. Oh, every time I get the flu shot, I come down with the flu, which of course is not true. Maybe it is with some people. It was not true with me. But I think what we really have to get across to people, especially in these times where they've heard so much cross-information and disinformation on COVID-19, that people don't take that disinformation and now move it over to the flu and just believe the science of it all and the fact of what you people, medical professionals, are saying about it.
Exactly. So first and foremost, I really want to clarify that you cannot get the flu, an actual virus of influenza A or B, from the flu shot injection that we give. It is not a live vaccine, therefore you cannot get the actual infection of the flu. You can, what you are doing is you're stimulating the immune system. You're teaching the immune system what something looks like so that if it does get exposed to that virus, it has the army already prepared to fight it off. So you can get a little injection site irritation, and you can get a little bit of achiness, even sometimes a low-grade fever. That is not the flu. It is an immune response. So first, I always like to clarify that when it comes to the flu shot. The other really important thing is that we've had, you know, decades of research when it comes to the flu. And so when it comes to treating the flu, the things that we always want in medicine is to be able to, one, prevent, two, test, and three, treat. And we can do all of those things with the flu. We can prevent the flu with a flu shot. And we can test for the flu with a rapid flu test. And then we can treat the flu in certain cases with antivirals and then also with supportive care. The problem in the very beginning... Oh, sorry.
No, that's right, go on.
The problem in the beginning of COVID-19 is that we're still learning, right? The part of science is making mistakes, is trial and error. It's kind of that beautiful scientific process where you have to learn. You have to ask the questions, make a guess, be wrong, and then come up with a new guess. Yes. We don't have to do that with the flu. We know the flu. We've been treating it for years, and we feel confident in being able to take care of our community within that. And we are still gaining that information when it comes to COVID. And I know that that's really frustrating for the general public because they're used to us knowing everything about certain diseases, or at least enough. And I think we're starting to gain more information, but we're not completely there yet with COVID. But we are there with the flu, which I think is super important.
But isn't that good? I think that's more comforting to me. I mean, I know that there's so many questions about everything out there, but I do find that not only the United States, but the world in general, all the countries that have been affected and are going to be affected by flu and by COVID-19, and that I do believe the science and the research that has been put together is been incredible. I mean, look how long it took for the medical community working hard to come up. There's not a cure for AIDS, but of course there is a medicine which enables you to live on with AIDS. And so when I look at what's happened here since February of this year to now, it just gives me even more confidence in our medical systems across the world, is that they can very quickly adapt and get on something and get to work on it to try to protect Americans and people all over the world in the future. So I find some comfort in the fact that the medical arena has learned so much about COVID-19 in so little time. And I think when you compare it to the flu, which comes every year, people might be a little lackadaisical. The flu, especially, I'm 67, I'm a little overweight, I had bronchitis, so I do have some lung damage. To me, protecting myself from the flu is really important, just like protecting myself from COVID-19. I think that's the message you really have to get across to people, is that, once again, if you have certain health conditions or if you're a certain age, you really should be even more concerned about the flu.
Absolutely. And every year, that's the truth. It's not just for 2020. Every year, we really push the importance of preventing getting the flu, of coming in if you feel sick so that we can assess you and try to keep you as healthy as possible through fighting off the flu. But the very best thing you can do is get a flu shot to again, teach your immune system what this infection is going to look like so that if you do get exposed, you do not get as ill. Which is really the primary and goal and the best way to prevent getting the flu. That, along with washing your hands, covering your cough, staying home if you don't feel well. It's really important to protect everybody else in our community, too. If you have a fever, if you have aches and pains, if you've been coughing, you know, having a sore throat, not feeling well, having chills, fatigue, stay home and rest. Call your primary care provider. Get in and be seen so that we know what you have. So not only can we treat you, but then we also can protect your coworkers, your children, your grandparents and grandmothers, you know, all of those other people too. It's not just for you, it's for everybody else in the community as well.
I think one thing that COVID-19 being around leading into the flu season, it has taken someone like me. I always used to pride myself as I would go to work whether I was sick or not. I would, I'd literally have to have surgery or something not to go into work. That's all changed. That's all changed now. I had a doctor's appointment just a couple of weeks ago, and I woke up with a very sore throat. I canceled it. I called them out because I didn't want to take a chance. And I think hopefully Americans have learned now the lesson that if you don't feel good, don't go into work. Stay home, because you're not only helping yourself, but you're helping everybody else around you.
Exactly. It's like everything that we've been preaching for years in primary care, people are finally doing, which is kind of a relief in some ways, you know, that people are finally listening, that if you don't feel well, stay home. Let us, you know, call us, let us know what's going on so that we don't get everybody else sick, and then we also can treat you as well. But it's kind of like what we've been doing since daycare. If your child has a fever, don't send them in. And I think that's an important thing to, like you said, I hope that we finally start to understand that our own health is important and that we don't have to go to work feeling terrible, that it's okay to rest and get better.
Well, we're speaking, of course, once again with Rebecca Malone, APRN, primary care office here in Sharon. If people want to get a hold of your office, is there a telephone number?
Yes, our office number is 860-364-7029.
And the availability of flu shots, that's one thing I'll say in our area. I know that already we have some flu shots, things being set up by local nurses' registries and everything like that. But the flu shot is available out there, so people shouldn't think that in the midst of this pandemic that the flu shot isn't available, because it's available right now.
It is available right now. As is true almost every year, it becomes less and less available as the season goes on. All of the drug makers are showing that they may have shortages at the end of the season as the drive to get more to all the different offices and to the different pharmacies, the drive is a lot higher this year. The demand is higher. So I would definitely recommend to get your flu shot as soon as possible, because the opportunity for there not to be enough is there. So I think it's very important to get your flu shot now. We have flu shot in high dose. We have for over 65. We have the regular dose flu shot, and we have the pediatric flu shot in our office. And I know the local pediatric office is giving vaccines all the time, and I know that a lot of the local pharmacies are also giving flu shots out on a regular basis.
Well, Rebecca, thanks for spending a few minutes with us and talking about flu season. It's most important, especially even more important this year. And first of all, it's nice to talk to you and meet you. And hopefully next time we talk again, it'll be about how well we responded to the flu season.
I hope so. I hope everyone can stay safe and be well.